All right, bye guys. It was nice seeing you again. Give me a text and we'll see if we can hang out for an after party at a bar or something. It's you. Hi. Yes, I still like anime and Dungeons and Dragons. No, I'm not a virgin anymore. Do you have any more stupid questions for me before you leave me alone? So, did you come over here to actually say hi, or do you just want to mess with me like back when we were teenagers? Because I came to this high school reunion to talk to my old friends, and you are most certainly not my friend. Please stop calling me that. I'm not a nerd anymore, and I'm definitely not a loser. Okay, and? I graduated from Stanford with honors, and now I'm a statistical analyst that contracts out to some of the biggest companies in the country. I think my life is doing pretty well. What do you do? Actually, you know what? Don't answer that. I really don't care about your life. Just please leave me alone. You can't push me around like you used to anymore. We're really gonna keep this game up, huh? Alright, fine. Hit me with your best shot. You won't get the reactions you used to get out of me when we were 16. I don't care what people like you think of me anymore. So what if I don't have a girlfriend? I don't see you here with a date either, and I'm not coming up to your table accusing you of being an unfuckable bitch, which you are, by the way. Oh, was it shocking to actually see me bite back for once? Should have called you an unfuckable bitch a long time ago, just didn't have the balls back then. So what if I said yes when your friends made you ask me out as a prank? That doesn't mean shit. I didn't like you then, and I don't like you now. I was just a horny virgin desperate enough to sink as low as wanting to date his own bully. And believe it or not, I'm not a fucking 16-year-old desperate virgin anymore. I said stop calling me that. How did you think this was gonna go? Did you think you'd get to see me cry at the lunch table alone, like back when I was a loser? Were you gonna show off to your stupid bad girl squad and have them laugh at me? Well, it's not gonna happen. I don't even see your old friends here. Probably because they're so broke they couldn't even afford the $40 admission. I've seen what they're up to on Facebook. What's Chelsea doing now? Going through her third divorce at only 27? And Heather? Getting her license taken away after her umpteenth DUI? Please, they aren't the cool girls anymore, and neither are you. I don't even know what's going on in your life, and I honestly don't fucking give a shit. Oh, so you're just gonna keep bringing up how I used to want to fuck you in high school. Is that the only dirt you have left on me? Why would you even care if some loser virgin wanted you anyway? Is it because you want to fuck me now that I'm not a loser anymore or something? Yeah, sure, whatever helps you cope. Come to think of it, it seems a lot like you wanted to fuck me then too. But you were too scared of what your friends would say if they caught you with a geek like me. Well, guess what? I'm not a geek anymore. And your old friends are barely even your friends anymore. I'm implying exactly what you think I'm implying. So, make a move then, bad girl. Or don't. Like I give a shit what you think of me anymore. Yeah, didn't think so. Now leave my table and don't talk to me ever again. Holy shit, did You actually just do that? If this is another one of your pranks, just tell me right now. Okay. Yeah, fuck. I am serious about this too. Shit. I'm staying at my old room at my parents' house while I'm in town. Maybe we can... Yeah, okay. Your hotel room. Perfect. Let's get out of here. Alright, get on the bed right now and take your clothes off. No, this isn't moving too fast. I waited 12 years for this. And I want you right now. Yeah, I'm hard already. So, you seriously think you can mock me for that? Or would you rather I was a limp dick that couldn't get hard for you? Not that I should get hard for you, seeing as you're an unfuckable bitch. Okay, maybe not unfuckable, but still a bitch. I want to show you everything I can do now. I'm gonna make you want me. I'm gonna make you beg for more. Are you trying to give me a hickey? What, so you can mark me and keep other girls away? You must really want this loser then. Maybe I should give you one too. Maybe on your neck? Or maybe on your chest. Do you like it when I suck on your nipple like that? You want it hard? Because I can give it to you hard. I might just try my teeth a little. Or a lot. Are you wet already? Bad form. What would people think if they knew you let a geek turn you on this quickly? And what would they think if they heard you moaning like this while I played with you with my fingers, Or if they heard how loud you moan when I put my fingers all the way in. Oh, you don't think I can make you come, huh? I think I can. Lay back. I like it better this way. This way, I can freely move my hands however I want, and put my mouth wherever I want. Maybe I can keep sucking on your neck, but I already kind of miss sucking on your tits. You seem to enjoy it too, Getting fingered just like this. With my mouth switching between each one of your tits. Two of my fingers inside of you, while my thumb swirls over your clit. And my other hand pinches the nipple that I'm not sucking on. I learned a few tricks while I was in Stanford. I want to make you fucking come. You keep saying I won't, but that look on your face says different. I can feel you tightening and getting wetter around my fingers. That's right. Come for me. Right on cue. Oh, you still want to call me a loser, huh? Well, that loser just made you come. And I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. You want to be on top? No way. I said I was gonna fuck you. You really think you can force yourself on top? I'm not a kid. You aren't stronger than me anymore. Okay. Maybe not then. Don't think you can make me beg for it. 'Cause I won't. You can grind on me like that all you want. I won't beg for it. I don't care. You can get yourself off grinding on me if you want. That's fine. Fuck, that feels good. Fuck, I might be able to come just from this. But then, I won't be able to fuck you.
Fuck, please. Please just put it in you. Put it in right now. Oh my god, that feels so good. You're so fucking wet. I can feel it dripping down my cock. Oh god, keep going. Fuck me. Oh, yes, God, just like that. Right up and down. Take the whole thing. My God. No, no, I'm not gonna come yet. You think just because I'm a nerd, and I'm gonna come in 1 minute? Oh no, I'm not gonna finish until you've come all over my cock. Bend over. No, I'm gonna be the one that fucks you. I'm gonna be the one that makes you come. Bend over. Good girl. Oh, you don't like it when I call you that? How about this then? Bad girl. Stay right there while I fuck you. There we go. You seem to enjoy this a lot more than when you were on top. Is it because I can fuck you better than you can fuck me? Or have you just been dreaming of being bent over and fucked by a nerd like me? Do you like me now that I'm older? Do you like being fucked by me? Do you want to call me a loser now? Or are you too busy moaning? Don't forget that this loser made you fucking come. And I'm gonna make you come again. And then take what I want. Ah, you moaned when I spanked you. I guess you are a bad girl, Tell me you love it. Tell me you love being fucked by a loser. Tell me how long you've wanted this for. Oh, you want to push your ass back while I fuck you from behind? You think that makes you in control? Oh god, fuck. Don't stop that. Keep going. Shit. Keep pushing back against me. Oh, fuck. Shit, I'm... fuck, I'm gonna have. Oh, fuck me. Oh, no, don't you get off of me. I'm not done. I can still go a little longer before I go soft. And I'm not gonna stop until you fucking come on my cock like I said you would. There we go. I can feel you getting closer. You thought I was gonna let you get away without coming? Oh no. I'm gonna fuck you as hard as I can. Come for me. Come for me. There you go. Yeah, that's right. Let it out. Wow, I can't believe that actually happened. So what now? I mean, I'm only in town for a few nights, but I feel like something is supposed to happen now. Well, I was gonna meet some old friends at a bar later. If you don't mind being seen in public with a loser nerd, wanna be my date? It'll be a hell of a story.